DW.
Empty dark brown beer bottles rattle along an endless conveyor belt with a deafening roar. Washing, filling up, pasteurizing, corking. The whole process, from the full beer tank to the ready-for-sale bottles, runs completely automatically.
Our bottling line was installed in 2003. You know, it is from Kronos. It's a well-known bottling line manufacturing plant. Still, we are producing with this 30,000 bottles per hour.
That's Yomani Zagai. He's the proud production manager at the Asmara Brewery, Eritrea's first and only brewery.
This is the only brewery in our country, you know. There is no, we are not competing with others. But the other imported brands of beer, they are very expensive. So people prefer to have our beer.
While imported beer can be expensive, each ready-made bottle of Asmara Brew costs 15 nakfa, or just under 90 euro cents. The Eritreans love their local beer, and the company that makes it has a checkered history. It was founded by the Italian Luigi Melotti as a schnapps distillery in 1939, when the country was under Italian colonial rule.
But the liquor started in 1939, during the Italian colonization.
3 years later, the Melotti family started producing beer as well, and their profits quickly grew. But things changed in 1975, when the brewery was nationalized by the military government, the Derg, along with most of the other private companies in what was then Ethiopia. The brewery remained under state ownership when Eritrea became independent from Ethiopia in 1991. Johannes Hapte, the Asmara Director General, returned to Eritrea after a period in exile.
Majority of the shares are owned by the state. Otherwise, it's a corporation share company. We have shareholders, private shareholders, only a few percentage, about 16% of the shareholders are private.
The Eritrean government's recent mission to privatize a number of former state enterprises has made slow progress. The rigid planned economy, the authoritarian state apparatus, and the country's bad reputation have scared off investors. Yemane Gabreab is advisor to the president. He hopes more investors will be attracted in the future.
Until now, the investment we have been able to draw is investment in mining. It's a lucrative, very profitable business. Now I think people are beginning to look at other sectors. Agriculture is a very important one for us. Manufacturing is another one. The whole infrastructure, and we definitely welcome investment.
Towards the back of the bottling hall, a machine packs the newly produced full beer bottles into green beer crates. Four boxes at a time, 25 bottles in each. The crates look fairly well worn. Many are missing big chunks of plastic, and the beer bottles are bare, devoid of the label of a jumping gazelle that represents the Asmara Brewery. Production manager Yomane Zagai explains that only bottles meant for export get labels, for the time being. But soon, locally sold bottles will also be labeled.
We use the labels for export purpose now, but after 2 weeks we'll have the paper, and we are going to have even for the label for local consumption, okay? We import the paper. The paper quality we don't get in local market, so it's already in our hand. It's going to be printed.
A difficult task for the brewery management is securing supplies of all the ingredients. The alcohol for the four different types of schnapps comes from South Sudan. The hops come from Germany. The barley for the malt comes from various other countries. Here's brewery boss Johannes Hapte.
The problem is always the shortage of hard currency because most of our raw materials and chemicals are imported from abroad. But we are striving to do something on this also because we are trying to grow the malting barley in Eritrea.
16% of the necessary materials are already produced by the company itself, says Hapte. They've also developed a way to ensure a safe water supply in the future. In a corner of the factory premises, Behind the large silos, there's a boiler house with huge copper kettles and storerooms where a water filter system hums quietly. There are sand and carbon filters, UV light to kill microorganisms, and water softeners. The gleaming equipment is brand new and treats the water extracted from 9 factory boreholes.
So in the future, we are going to be self-sufficient with water. Yeah, now we are getting from the water supply. But in the future, just treating the well water, we can use our own water.
The production manager is clearly thrilled at the prospect. The company has invested millions in modernizing its production over the past few years. It employs some 450 workers, a major employer in a country where well-paid jobs are hard to find. And still, more is possible, says brewery boss Hapte.
We have the production capacity, only the shortage of raw materials, water, electricity, sometimes hinder us from going full capacity. The local market last year, we go at 70-80% of the demand.
Exports to neighboring Ethiopia, an important market, have disintegrated with the recent escalation in the long-standing conflict between the two countries. Overseas, the Asmara Brewery has a very specific customer base, says Yomane Zagai.
We export these hard liquors for Eritreans living abroad. Everybody likes to drink Zabib especially. It goes to America and Europe at the same time.
The locally made anise schnapps, Zibab, and the taste of local beer are a piece of home away from home for the estimated 1 million Eritreans who have fled poverty and oppression in their native country. The brewery's director general hopes his company can gradually expand the niche market overseas to bring hard currency into the country.
We are a commercial company. We have to make money. I mean, it's a company we boast about here in Eritrea.
DW.